Hi, it's Johnny. We wanted to say a few words up top of the next episode. First up, it is definitely a heavy one, and it's worth reading through the content warnings and show notes before listening. This episode deals with authoritarianism, imprisonment, and the police as a tool of political repression by the state in a general sense. It is rooted in my own experiences and those of people close to me. To put it bluntly, there is a reason that police violence is a subject that finds its way into a lot of my work. This episode was written as a sincere exploration of my own fears about the rise of authoritarianism and violent repression around the world. We also wanted to acknowledge that, on reflection, we believe this episode does blur the line between horror and trauma, depicting the awfulness of detainment and imprisonment without much fantastical distancing. Season 5 was always intended to explore more realistic fears through the medium of the hellscapes, but as our world has gotten darker, real-world fears and feelings have occasionally bled too directly into the writing of this series, and I believe that means I have broken my own rule of avoiding using trauma as a direct source of horror. I apologise for this. We will be more careful in future with similar topics. From here on out, while characters will still fear and suffer and die as part of their stories, they should do so without the show dwelling quite so directly on real-world traumas. Thanks for listening.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 185. Locked In.
They have never told her what crime she has been arrested for. She isn't even sure she was ever arrested. They had walked up to Tina in the street as she was loading her car with shopping and placed a hand on her shoulder gently, but with the certainty of gravity. Her fingertips still remembered the chill of the milk as she placed it in the boot of the old Toyota. She had smiled when she turned, reassured by the sight of the uniforms, and didn't even notice the sternness of their expression or the fact that the faces beneath the helmets were identical. All day she had been feeling on edge, smelling the faintest hint of something rotten on the wind. Had it been her imagination? No. Others had sensed it too, she was sure of it. In the shops she had seen them, eyes darting nervously, fingers drumming incessantly on trolley handles, waiting for whatever was coming. And all day that intense, unshakable feeling that she was being watched. So when she turned and saw them standing there, so official in their vests and helmets, what else was she to think? Ah, thank goodness, it flitted through her mind as Tina felt herself relax. Whatever it is, someone is taking care of it. Because that's what they were for. To take care of these problems, to shuffle people away for their own protection and keep the world working as it should be. She smiled, even as the shadowed figure did not remove his hand from her shoulder. "Hello, officer,"